Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Vince in the Bay.
Check. Check. Motherfucking Bay. Welcome to yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Free Ball Friday, July 26, 2013. I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I'm very excited for tonight's episode. We have an all-star lineup, plus hopefully a few surprises. As always, what we like to do here, no matter what, on Friday, is just kind of let loose. The work week is done. Or if you're unemployed, it's Friday. And it's just a time to just relax, let loose, free ball, go commando. I understand, ladies, you don't have balls, so you technically aren't free balling, but just go commando. No panties allowed. Thank you. Yeah, so it's Free Ball Friday. We like to let loose, and hopefully we're going to let loose tonight and also learn a little bit. Yeah, the internet is a wild, wacky place, and it's ever-evolving. And there's always new things popping up here and there. And tonight, I have a guest who will be joining me with several of his friends. I'm talking about Neil Rauhauser, who's a friend of the show. He's called in before. He has a special announcement to make on the show. He's going to reveal a new thing on the internet. I don't want to give too much away, but it's called Fame Ball. And I've looked into Fame Ball a little bit. I did the little googly do research thing deal. Couldn't find a whole lot. There is a gay looking Twitter account that has some anime or Japanime characters on it or some shit. Looks like brony faggotry to me, but whatever. Yeah. So if you look in the link in the description of the show, there's a link to the Fame Ball Twitter account, which is, I suppose, where you can learn about all things Fame Ball. Apparently, there's a corresponding blog and whatnot. And Neil is going to join us here momentarily to give us the lowdown on all this stuff. And we also will discuss various topics tonight. United Blue is something that I'm curious about. I had one of my other guests tonight, Matt Osborne. Last time he was on my show, we talked a bit about United Blue, and I feel like we just kind of barely scratched the surface with that. So I'm hoping that we might be able to expand on that to get a little bit better understanding about what they're all about. Of course, Neil has been hot on the heels of the Jester. I think he revealed that there are 27 people who operate the Jester account, and I'm not one of them. Also, we'll talk about the overall decline of Anonymous and NightSec, and how it kind of seems to be emblematic of the decay of that internet hate machine. But whatever. Think of me, Vincent, in the Bay, as your internet love machine. Ladies, I will be entertaining you and gals in the green room if you want. You're not interested in the topic on the show. I'll be happy to entertain you in the green room. And I want to say thank you to everybody for showing up in the chit-chat room. Let's see. Let's give a big ups to our early chit-chatters, shall we? Oh, where to begin? Anon Ree. Becalina. Hey, Becalina. Becalina, we're still working on a sex show for you. A special episode with a sex story just for you. Yeah, not like what we do in the green room. I'm talking about like on the air. Let's see. We have Code Sect in the house. Chef Bone RD, Danny Dantalion, who was my host the other night, and that was a complete failure. But we'll try it again, Danny. We'll try it again. You know, sometimes it just doesn't work out the first time. But yeah, we'll work on it. Dave Osborne in the house. Foxy in the building. Frank the Tank. Free it all. A bunch of guest listeners. Hammurabi's Code. Everybody, Hammurabi's Code is going to be my co-host tonight. As you know, I have guest co-hosts every night. And tonight, my guest co-host is Hammurabi's Code, so that should be fun. Also, as you noticed with Danny the other night, co-hosts are replaceable at any time. And I think the last two shows, I've changed co-hosts mid-show at least two or three times each show. So we'll see how long Hammurabi can last as a co-host. All right. But I have a good feeling. I think Hammy's going to be on his best behavior, and this will be a good time. We also have just another Salad, Miss Wisconsin in the building. Hello, Miss Wisconsin. Nigger Christ in the house. What up, Nigger Christ? The Black Savior in the building. Neil Rauhauser in the house. What up, Neil? He will be one of my special guests, featured guests. He's going to be coming up here in just a bit. Also, Org 9, which also happens to be my demon spawn. So we have some family in the audience tonight. Porno Puppy in the house. Fellow BTR host Porno Puppy. Check out his show Saturdays at 6 p.m. Pacific. That's I think that's 9:30 a.m. In Canada. Also, Fuel, P-H-E-W-L. Fuel. All right, whatever. Raven Bowden in the house. What up, Raven Bowden? Robotic Chaotic in the house. Hello, Robotic Chaotic. Shit Wizard in the house. Transhuman. Twitter 2. Winter Hill. My home skillet X you out in the building. Also, Your Anus News. And rounding it out at the bottom there, last but not least, Zora. Okie dokie. Well, there we go. We went around the horn there on the chat board. And before I get to my guests and also bring on my co-host, no Free Ball Friday would be complete without a rendition of the song, the theme song of Free Ball Friday. And if you're not familiar with it, here it is. I'll be right back. Stay tuned. All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free balling. Yes, I'm free ballin'. Yes, I'm free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free balling. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Getting off here. Land on, it's a rocky ride.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Oh, yeah. You already know what it is. VITV back up in this. And I'm very happy to welcome tonight's co-host, Hammurabi's Code. Welcome, Hammurabi's Code.
Howdy.
How's it going, Hammy? I'm doing well. I'm really excited about tonight's show. I'm really excited, too.
You got the king amongst men, Neil Rauhauser. I don't know who the fuck the other people are you plan on bringing on. But unless Ron Brin's in the group, I mean, I don't know what you're going to do. It's just kind of going to be Neil being fucking awesome, making Ron do another 9,000 hours worth of fucking research. On top of the 9,000 hours we gave him the last time he came on. So that's 18,000 hours of research Ron's going to have to pull out of his ass magically.
9,000? There's no way that could be right!
It's going
to
be a
great
lot of
research. No, I'm actually really excited to get Neil on here to explain all this fucking all these nodes and graphs and shit.
I'm ready, Vince. Nobody's ready.
I don't think I'll ever be ready. I don't think I'll ever be ready. I just want to know. I mean, every day it's a new graph. And why is Cassandra rules always have the biggest nodes?
Because she's got the biggest nodes, bro. That one's self-explanatory.
Yeah. Well, I noticed on his blog he also does nodes with the United Blue people to sort of aggregate the hashtags that they frequent.
I don't even know what the fuck United Blue is. I mean, I run Project Vigilant, but I have no clue about United Blue. If you could explain that, or you could explain that, that'd be great.
I'll tell you what my version of United Blue is. You know Todd Kincannon?
I'm familiar with the name.
He started the Twitter Defense Network.
That sounds really gay, but go on.
Okay, I'm trying to give you a point of reference. But basically this guy, Tom Kincannon, he's like some douchebag ex-political guy from South Carolina who's like a total troll, and he's married, he totally womanizes people, he's just so over the top. He's like kind of like a wannabe Viz for show type of thing. But he's South Carolina, hick version of it. And he's like this. He's formed this Twitter Defense Network because right wing bloggers, conservative bloggers, were getting spam, whatever he called, reported for as spam on Twitter. Apparently, left wingers exploited some. We've talked about this before when Brooks was on. Allegedly, these left-wing bloggers were getting these right-wing bloggers' Twitter suspended. So they started the Twitter Defense Network. They decided, you know, if they grouped together, they all followed each other, and they had enough followers, they wouldn't get caught up in the algorithm. And if they found perpetrators, they could spam them. Ironically, Huh?
Sorry, go ahead.
So it's basically just, a bunch of... So Todd Kincannon's thing, Twitter Defense Network, is a conservative, group on Twitter that just sort of, whatever. They look over each other. They got each other's backs. United Blue is the liberal version of that.
Okay, so... Well, I mean, the name's slightly better, but the idea is just as gay. I don't really know what to do with that. I am going to say, has anybody even tweeted at Ron Brynn about calling in? Because he really should. He's been talking a lot of shit on Twitter he's going to call in.
I don't know. Let's be patient. The night is young. There's so much to get to. We haven't even got to Neil yet, and we're going to bring him on in just a second.
All right.
But there are so many questions that need to be answered. First and foremost, we got to figure out what this flame ball faggotry is. So hopefully Neil and company can elaborate on this. So let's go to Neil now, shall we?
Sir?
Welcome to the show, Neil Rauhauser. What's going on? Are you there?
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm here.
Good to have you here. I hope you caught some of my banter there with Hammurabi. We're kind of curious about this fame ball business and what's up with United Blue. What's the lowdown?
So you guys were talking about Todd Kincannon, and the thing you're looking for there is the Twitter Gulag Defense Network.
Oh,
and
my
it
bad.
Was this big conspiracy theory that there were thousands of liberal sock puppets roaming around getting conservatives banned, and he made a total idiot of himself with it,
he totally like turned it into his personal army. Like, he's just a blatant douche.
Yeah, he's a unique individual. I've never had any interactions with him. He came along after I'd pretty well had my fill of Twitter, so I recognize who he is because he turns up on other people's graphs, but I don't know all that much about him beyond the little TGDN backstory.
Dude, I think he's probably got a pretty big node on the TGDN graph, I bet.
Yeah, it's just it's not something I look at all that much. I mean, he's kind of this is kind of Tea Party stuff. I mean, and those guys got completely and pointedly snubbed at the RNC last year. Not one of the major speakers mentioned them. They got snubbed during the election, and then after the first of the year, you had Republican strategists coming out. Basically, they were comparing CPAC to the Star Wars cantina, and all it's missing is a few Wookiees. And they're kind of done. And they're being shunned. But Unite Blue is, it looks like a left-wing organizing effort, but you go dig back a little bit and you can find the guy running it working for Herman Cain and for Buddy Romer. So it was like the also-ran Republican presidential candidate's consulting firm 12 months ago. And the business they were doing, there's a guy named Todd Seferati, a Tea Party guy, and whose name is commonly abbreviated to that fucking carpetbagger by the actual grassroots organizers. And his partner in the TeaParty.net is a woman named Donna Wiesner Keene, and her husband's the president of the NRA. So no one has a paper trail to show it yet, but it really looks like Unite Blue is kind of a far fringe right sock puppet that snuck up in the middle of the progressives, who are they're not all that swift about handling infiltrators, and it's caused a lot of hilarity.
Why is Cassandra always has such big nodes?
You know, in terms of the analysis, this whole fame ball thing that we came up with, we get tired of looking at the actual forensics because it's all bullshit. I mean, most of these people are just like the most ridiculous drama whores. And, every night they're ready to have a public execution as soon as they can get the conviction done in an internet court. And nothing ever comes of it. And it's
and they do that quite literally. There's literally an anonymous court on Twitter. By the way, using the L word correctly. That's right, folks. You can't say anything. That's the new rule. I don't know if you've been around for a while, in a while, Neil, but I've revised.
Where if you use it properly, you're good?
Yeah, if you use it properly, you're good, yes. But if you're like some troll in the chat room that spams it and scrolls it for like 5 minutes, you're booted. So once again, I use the L word correctly. Hey Neil, hang on a second. My producers. My producers want to ask you something. I'm going to see if I can get them. They just have some quick comments. I'm getting just bombarded by DMs and PMs and tweets. But okay, you guys, go ahead. These are my three producers, Molly, Steve, and Rick.
Enough of the charts.
And the graphs. Really, any visual representation of data.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Okay, moving on. It looks like we have a lot of callers that want to join the conversation here. I believe we have more guests eagerly waiting in the wings. We're going to get to them all. I have waiting in the wings, Keyboard Ninja. 1,000 Days of Thunder or something or other.
1,000 Days of Ramen.
And of course, Matt Osborne, who's here right now. Welcome, Matt.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good, bro. I'm hanging out with Neil and Hammy, and we are trying to understand this whole fame ball nonsense. I believe you have some insights into this topic. Can you give us your take, please?
Yes. This is a scientific endeavor. And let me start by thanking you for having us all on, because we need to talk about this fame ball, and we need to talk about what a fame ball is. And the word comes from Adrian Chen. And you remember that he wrote about Barrett Brown, and he called him a fame ball. Well, that's not quite the same thing as a fame whore. A fame whore, okay, can attract the elements of a fame ball around them. But in order to become a big old fame ball, you have to be in a high drama zone.
Yeah, high drama. I know what you're saying.
You don't actually need a fame whore to form a fame ball. They
right.
Just accrete.
So a fame ball, like... Give us an example of some notorious fame balls in fame
high
ball
quality
history.
Fame balls. Some high quality fame balls. Todd's had a couple of them. I think Unite Blue and the sentencing of William Talley for his child pornography possession. I mean, he was their front man, and they discovered that he had kiddie porn, and we're not talking just, like 16-year-olds that look 20. He had paid with his own credit card for a video of a preschooler being sexually assaulted, and that's the kind of people we're dealing with that thing. And, the day that he was he was sentenced, it was pretty hilarious, because he managed to tell people that it was all just some underhanded smear, and they cuffed him and stuffed him, and that was that. So that was a pretty big... energetic burst. I think if you go back and look between about March 27th, when Paranoia lost their equipment due to a subpoena, and April 6th, when Rob Bickle outed the members of the Jester, there's a nice little burst there. And God, one of the big ones we've done when Wise broke into a bunch of the Jester stuff back in July of last year. That was like probably the first one that we ever successfully recorded.
And the Jester is in and of itself a fame ball, or it's responsible for fame balls. How does that work?
Well, the fame ball. I mean, like you get two dogs fucking, and then you get some other dogs showing up. I mean, that's kind of the principle. Only it's on Twitter. And you have these huge bursts of people arguing, and there's all sorts of sock puppetry and stuff getting broken into. And somewhere inside all that mess, you can figure out who actually did what to who. And you can do that by looking at you know, who was talking when the events happened, who had foreknowledge of an event, who talks the most about it. So there's different aspects of it, but you can basically take all that stuff and kind of pick it apart. And then, you know, I think for Matt and I, humiliating the people who are trying to do, you know, this public theater, but they're, you know, aiming to end up in internet court. I mean, that's kind of the objective for us. And, you know, there've been other situations that, you know, we've stopped to look at because it's interesting.
Excellent. We're going to bring on another special guest tonight. This is the lovely Keyboard Ninja. Welcome, Keyboard Ninja.
Hey, Neil. Thanks for having us.
My name's Vince.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vince. I called you Neil.
Yeah, it's Vince.
She's nervous.
I'm sorry. Don't cut me off.
So how are you tonight? And what are your thoughts on the fame balling we've been discussing?
Well, I don't have a lot of thoughts about it. I'll let Matt and Neil do all the talking. They're our public spokespeople.
Neil, you're a spokesman?
Just prove I'm real, then. I'm just here to prove.
Okay, wait. So is now.
Not Neil, and that I'm not Matt, and that I'm really a woman.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Cool. I've done this before on my show. People allege that Kathleen Sweets was Brooks Bane. We debunked that. This program is notorious for debunking conspiracies. And again, I didn't even realize this should have been, conspiracy buster episode because, you know, you gotta really break down that veneer.
Dig around.
Oh, and
I think you can find 1,000 Days of Ramen. I think Ramen's in queue, too. Get her up.
Yeah, get Ramen on here. Hey, 1,000 Days of Ramen, welcome to the show as well. We now have Keyboard Ninja, Matt Osborne, Neil Rauhauser, and 1,000 Days of Sodomy. what was it?
You can just call me Ramen, and I promise not to call you
Ramen,
Neil.
Ramen, right. Top Ramen.
Hi, Vince. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm really not Neil. I'm a girl. I have much nicer legs than he does.
Picks are get the fuck out.
You got there.
I think he's asking for titty pictures.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to purr at me some more if he wants to see pictures of me.
I say we just send some of Cassandra rules.
Dude, watch out. Cassandra rules has got some enormous nodes.
You know,
yeah, and
you
keep pointing
that
out. Steal some of her pictures and send in to you and claim they're ours, okay? Think she'll mind?
Yeah, let me start Googling MILFs and send them to him, right?
Yep, exactly.
Hey,
Well, I'm really grateful you have me on because I really want... Excuse me, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. What did you want to say?
I really want to make the point that I'm not Neil. I've been accused of being Neil so many times that I wasn't even sure that I wasn't Neil, but I'm not.
Okay, check this out. Right now you got a Twitter auth, and what you have to tweet is Vince in the Bay is a sexy motherfucker.
That all
been
do it.
Hang
on. Vince in the Bay.
I'm pulling on a Shadow DXS right here. Dude, you got a Twitter auth, bro. Twitter auth.
Sexy motherfucker who is better hung than Anthony Lee. Sorry.
And include your nudes attachment on that.
I don't have any available. I'm sorry. You should have told
me worry.
Before.
Don't
I would have
just
been ready.
Just take a pic right now. It's cool. It's fine. Just find some lighting. It'll be fine.
No. I'm sorry. You're going to have to print me some more. Maybe by the end of the show. a girl likes to be romanced for a while.
I know. Okay. Well, foreplay, I understand. I get it. Okay.
You know, thank you.
All right. We have callers that want to chime in here. Danny Dantalian's here. Danny, did you have something you wanted to ask the panel?
Hey, what's going on? No, I just want to say that I'm a really big fan of Neil Rauhauser, to be honest, because I've got his blog bookmarked. I look at it every day, and he has some really insightful stuff, and I'm really fascinated by his forensic analysis. And when I saw the fame balls, I was like, wow, this is some pretty intricate stuff. And I was looking at it, and I was like, man, this is really in-depth. And it was very accurate, too. And I was like, man, I don't know what kind of software with this stuff is. When we say fame ball, I assume we're talking about these big – talking about – have you seen the blog? I mean, because there's these graphs. You know what I'm saying? They're very intricate graphs, and they have, links between person to person. And, and he was using Breakbeat Junkie as an example. And you can see how Breakbeat Junkie is connected to Russell League, is connected to this person, and that person. So, what I wanted to ask Neil was, what software is, do you use to do this type of forensic research? Because this is very impressive stuff, and I was just kind of just like, I was really blown away by it and how accurate it was.
You look at the stuff that shows up on the blog, and the real trick to all of this is just some ugly-ass Python code that runs in cron, and it goes out and it sweeps Twitter accounts. So if anything looks like it might be interesting, we just start saving it. So there's like 600 accounts now that are like the people who are liable to be doing, funny stuff or really stupid stuff that we can make fun of, and they just get recorded. And then if they get really just, like, totally over the top, there's a tool we have that will do, like, 600 screenshots an hour, and you can just give it a Twitter ID, and it will go screenshot everything. So if they're, like, being all crazy in the middle of the day and you don't want to take the time to read it, you just point-click and off it goes. And in terms of representing it, we're using Gephi, which is a free visualization tool, and it's just some very common social network analysis stuff.
And that's called Gephi.
Gephi, G-E-P-H-I.
Okay.
It's also a rat.
And we do some work with Multigo. There's also some Multigo out there, and that's more for looking at like cloud influencers and influencees. We've got some stuff there. And then we've actually just
I'm familiar with Multigo. I actually talked to the lead researcher a little bit on Skype about Multigo. I used to talk to him on Skype, and he was telling me about the Multigo, and I was like, I just don't understand this Multigo. It seems really complicated. I don't know how to run it. Apparently you have to run it on the Linux system. I'm more familiar with Windows in general. I don't really use Linux that much. I try to use Windows because I'm just more familiar with the Windows system, and it's more native to me. But he was telling me about the Multigo and how he does the Multigo. But this Gephi, you don't need to have Linux to run this. You can run this on Windows.
Yeah, actually, Multigo and Gephi both have Windows clients.
All right, I'm checking it out. I Googled it right now, and I found a Match.com profile for somebody named Gephi. Is there another word I can put with Gephi?
No. Gephi.org.
Gephi.org. Oh, okay.
Yep. That'll take you right to it.
All right. Appreciate the call, Danny. 347-826-7667 is the number. If you have a question for Neil, Matt, Keyboard Ninja, 1,000 Days of something or other, you can call in now. We now go to Ace. Ace, what's going on?
Two cows.
I'm sorry, what was that, Ace?
What's going on?
Nothing much. I have my special guest tonight. The panel here is Neil Rauhauser, Matt Osmord, Keyboard Ninja, 1,000 Days of Something, and my co-host tonight is Hammurabi's Code. What's up? Have you been listening to what we're talking about? We've been talking about the Fame Ball. You must have Yeah, you know a lot about eight balls. Do you know anything about fame balls?
I do, actually. And I was hoping I'd had a couple minutes to hit on this topic, actually, because basically what this sounds like to me is someone has taken the very intricate art of linguistic fingerprints and dumbed it down into a little bit of faggotry and MS Paint, is what it looks like. So the question I have is, number one, I applaud you for agreeing with all of us that Cassandra is probably the most dramatic woman on the internet. All right. But secondly, like, you're sitting here using code when you should be looking yourself, because obviously you haven't paid attention to my timeline and seen where every fucking teen mom account in the world has followed me and tried to fucking, like, I don't even know. I've had so much drama and bleeding vagina on my timeline right now, I should be as big as a fucking sun, and all the other dots should be revolving around my penis. And then the other question I have is, how in the fuck, Vince, do I set you up with a porn star as a potential co-host, and you get this lily-white faggot that sounds like he's got his goddamn balls trapped in a mouse trap to be on the fucking show instead? What
you
the fuck?
You just call Neil a faggot.
What the
That's
fuck?
That's the king of the internet, Ace.
You gotta recognize. He's
apologize
the king.
To Neil.
Ace, are you insulting my guest tonight?
I am very much insulting your guest. Also, he has a weak password. You might want to change it in 20 minutes.
Okay, speaking of minutes, you know what you're getting?
120 seconds.
A penguin.
That's right. 2 minutes, Ace. 2 minutes for insulting my guest.
Why do you keep making up new rules? If we can't insult guests, why would we even come on your show?
Look, dude.
He got you there, Vince.
I, as the benevolent dictator of this program, I reserve the right to selectively enforce the law. Okay?
You know, Ace had a good point there, and he mentioned he thought we were using some linguistic processing. And that is not the case. I mean, this is purely a name extraction and a hashtag extraction. And we are probably going to get into some sort of, you know, computational linguistics approach on some of this stuff. Fingerprinting, you know, when you have a couple corpuses of tweets, you can determine how close the authorship is. And that's something for the future. But this weekend I have to go unfuck it because Twitter just finally turned off their old version 1.0 of the API, so all my shit is broke, and I guess I know what I'm doing all day tomorrow.
I wish I could put Twitter on timeout. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Nigger Christ is here. What's up, Black Jesus? What it do?
Hey, what's Gucci, man? How's it going?
Oh, we're doing good. We have a fantastic panel with us tonight. I'm joined by Neil Rauhauser, Matt Osborne, Keyboard Ninja, and 1,000 Days of Tempora.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this boy Neil here, he my nigga. I love Neil Rauhauser. He go hot in the paint like Rosie O'Donnell tank.
Wait, did you not know that you were doxxed as Neil? Neil and
yeah,
Jesus Christ are the same person.
Yeah, I love myself,
I was hearing that earlier.
Yeah, he's doing like the Phil Hendry thing right now. It's amazing. It's like it's you know, seamless, isn't it?
Yeah, right, nigga.
Incredible.
Does anybody know who the fuck Phil Hendry is? Don't make me feel like I'm fucking Dennis Miller here, okay?
Isn't he that nigga from Hey Arnold?
All right, appreciate the call tonight, Nigger Christ. 347-826-7667 is the number. Let's go to the phone lines. I think we have, it looks like we have Lee Stranahan. Lee Stranahan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Vince, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm having a great time hanging out with these folks, learning about fame balls or fame balling, and United Blue, and we were going to touch on NightSec even, which I think you can probably add a lot to. But yeah, that's what we're discussing tonight. What's on your mind?
Nothing, man. I just wanted to join the train wreck. I missed that thing in Spain, so I thought I would jump on this one.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So you just want to hang out on the panel and chime in from time to time when there's...
If you want to. Like I told you, I'm really tired. I just got back from Florida where I spent the last 2 weeks in the Zimmerman thing, and I was holed up with the people who've taken over the Capitol there for the last week and a half. So,
is people code for Negroes?
Those are
the only people I can think of that have the balls to take a week and a half off work because some nigger got shot down the street a little bit.
I'll let that comment hang.
I'm going to take that as an affirmative. Thanks, Lee.
You bet. No, it was great. It was a great protest, and I really liked the people who were protesting, and they're still down there, and they had like 300 people when I left, but I've been there a really long time, so it was good. But Vince, let me ask you something. Have you seen Fruitvale yet, Vince?
Well, see, here's the thing. He lives in Fruitvale, so he pretty much sees it every day.
Did Vince just put himself in the green room?
He's screening.
Oh, I see.
Vale.
Hey, Neil.
San Fran.
Neil, are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm here.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Just feel free to answer however you want to answer. Are you the person who a couple of years ago when Wienergate was going on, whatever it was, a couple of years ago now, were you the person who called me a couple times and we just talked?
Don't answer that question, Neil.
No, I think that was a dead issue. That was a dead issue. It was an event that we're not going to permit this old chestnut to be excavated.
Are we all in the green room now? Is that what's happened?
No.
I think
okay.
so.
No, but I'm just curious, Neil. Do you not want to answer? Because after hearing you a couple times on the show, I realized that it sounded like you, but I don't know who it was, and I just assume it was you.
No.
Nope.
Never spoken before.
What's that?
I don't think we've ever spoken before.
Okay, that's fine. Because then I don't know who it was. If you're saying it wasn't you, then that's fine. But having heard you a couple times on the show, I'm like, oh, that could have been Neil. So there you go. I think we're all in the green room.
No, you're not in the green room. I hear you.
Okay.
No, this is what happened when Prism chimes in. Right now, Vince is getting directions from my handler's handler, and I think that's Ronald Lankford. Can't be entirely certain. Ronald may pipe in at some point. I don't know that Vince has any say in the matter. As you know, BTR is owned by the Jews, and Ronald Lankford is kind of like the king of the Jews. So the way this kind of goes is Neil's got to play by the rules. You can ask him whatever you want, but there are limits to what he can and can't answer.
Well, no, that was it. That was the only question I had, right?
Okay. And well, the NSA thanks you for your cooperation.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Ace is back off a timeout. Ace, you're welcome back onto the panel.
All right. Pleasure to be back with you guys and that faggot.
Are you talking about Kamarabi's code?
Absolutely not. He's one of my best customers, actually. I would never call him a faggot.
Customers, right. Okay. Anyway. Danny Dantalian's back on the panel. He's back off timeout.
Hey, what's up? Why was I on timeout in the first place?
Because we kind of finished up with you. I wanted to get to other people, but you're still
I know. I was just wanting to talk to Neil about the software he's using and everything. But yes, whatever. I'm a, like I said, I'm a big fan of Neil, and I like to know what makes him tick. He's a very interesting person.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Okay.
You know,
and if,
I wonder,
yeah.
I wonder exactly how many bottles of lotion and Kleenex Neil has to go through before he completes one of his charts.
Hey, that's very negative. That is not positive at all.
I can
I'll
answer
let the man
that
speak
one
for himself.
I can answer simply and honestly. It depends on whether or not Cassandra's in the mix. And I get the added stimulation. Things go really quick.
Well, there's a good response.
Hey, Neil, did you see the recent pics of Del Cam making out with Cassandra?
You know, someone sent me a link to an Imgur, and what I saw was, you know, it was tastefully done, all in all. And you guys are all focused. You guys are all about the boob, and I don't care. Give me some fried eggs. I don't give a fuck. But she had the cute little French manicure, and, you know, and the nice summertime bikini wearing trim job, and, you know, she was clearly lonely for someone that was, you know, important to her, and she was expressing that in a visual fashion, and I just thought it was really sweet.
No, wait, is this creepy misogynistic talk about Cassandra from NightSec? Is that the Cassandra in question here?
Yeah, Cassandra rules, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I like her.
Cassandra has a crush on me.
We have.
I tweeted out some pictures of myself, like, when I was drunk, kind of sort of self-doxed myself, and she was like, oh my God, you're so hot. So I don't have a problem with her.
Yeah, no, Neil has been, his blog, he's been doing a lot of different testing with his nodes and graphs and charts. And he uses, Cassandra rules as an example to, examine a certain population of Twitter, just like he did with United Blue, like with their hashtags. If I didn't know what a United Blue was, if I just went by the hashtag word cloud that Neil created in his study, I honestly would have thought it was a conservative group.
Yeah. Well,
because
all the issues they were
talking about were all conservative issues. If it didn't say, you know, for all I could tell, it should have been called United Red.
I've heard about this stuff, but I've followed zero of it. I followed none of it at all.
Vince, I had a question for Neil.
Yeah,
the only demographic I can see following the Cassandra rules is like gentlemen between the ages of 18 to 26, tiny penises, very lonely.
But about that pick, though, Del Cam, I think, is a dead ringer for Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age.
I thought he was a dead ringer for a 15-year-old. What the fuck do I know?
Neil, I did have a question. Vince, I did have a question for Neil, though.
Go ahead. Go ahead, shoot.
What is the Delta Blue United Blue? It sounds like an airline. I'm not familiar with this. This is new.
We covered this a bit ago, and it appears to be, and it's some guys that built Tea Party infrastructure that basically swipe the community from an existing lefty grassroots organizer, and the organization above them, the people that were last noted funding them, the NRA president's wife is one of the managers for that group. So we think it's an opposition research effort.
Ah, okay. Now, Neil, this is a two-part question. Now, are you more of towards the right or towards the left now?
I was a sort of moderate libertarian-minded Republican.
You fucking libtard faggot, dude. You're such a fucking libtard faggot, dude. Fucking libtard. I knew it, dude. I knew it from the get-go. I knew it from the get-go, bro. I called it. I fucking called it. Oh, my God. Libtard faggot. You know what, dude? Trayvon Martin died like a bitch. Go fuck yourself.
So that
all right.
Was totally,
appreciate
that was
the call.
It's like
appreciate the call, Danny.
Here.
Appreciate the call, Danny. Huh?
I mean,
anyway.
this is like hearing from a 12-year-old. I mean, you know, the point is that I was sort of a centrist libertarian Republican, and I watched people like Greg Howard and Todd Kincannon taking over the party, and I thought, wow, these guys are dumb as fuck.
On what fucking planet are either of those guys in charge of the Republican Party? Like, what is Greg Howard in charge of? He isn't taking over the party. Come on. Neither one of them. I mean, what are you talking about?
From top to bottom, you have that kind of crazy. You have these absolute conspiracy theory nuts. Look at Louis Gohmert. There's a poster child for the kind of people that get elected because of that.
There's a vast difference between Louis Gohmert and Greg Howard. I mean, I'm just saying that Greg Howard's
twin brother.
I would say one is more salsa, one is more, probably more hip-hop.
Which one's more hip-hop, Vince? Be honest. Which one's more hip-hop?
First one.
Howard? I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is Louis Gohmert's more hip-hop.
Damn. Oh, yep. My bad.
It's okay. But thank you for playing.
Continue.
We have a year's supply of rice and roni for you, Vince. The San Leandro treat.
Oh, great. Well, you know, I have a 1,000 days of ramen here.
Hey, man.
Oh, you remembered my name.
Hey, Vince, I got a bolt, but because I'm really tired from the Florida thing. But wait, so what did you think of Fruitvale? Have you seen it yet?
Oh, man, I haven't seen it yet. I was counting on it. Yeah, I'm going to check it out this weekend. I hope it's still in theaters. I haven't really paid attention, but I'm definitely going to see it. To be honest, this Zimmerman thing really disappoints me, just because this is the wrong trial to be a poster child for some sort of racially tensioned, whatever racial profiling, white on black, you know, case. To me, Johann Messerli should be a household name, not George Zimmerman.
Well, I would love to talk about the Messerli thing sometime, because I know quite a bit about that. But I mean, he came up when I was at the Capitol. Oscar Grant definitely came up a few times. So, just saying.
Yeah, Oscar Grant deserved that coverage way more than Trayvon Martin. My take on it, in just a nutshell. Essentially, you have Trayvon, a wannabe gangster, and you have George Zimmerman, a wannabe cop, and these two idiots stumbled into each other, and shit got real, and now everybody's lives and those two families are changed forever. And you know what? It has absolutely zero to do with me. I don't give a fuck.
Well, you know, I think you're right. Twice. I think you're right up to the, you know, it has nothing to do with you. The thing that's interesting is, having been in the middle of this for 2 weeks now, is it really exposed the difference between black people and white people culturally on this issue. The numbers are hugely disparate. And I really get both positions now in a way that I didn't before I spent 2 weeks working on this story. The problem is people just aren't talking to each other. So the problem is black people and white people just aren't talking to each other in this issue. The white people are talking to white people. The black people are talking to black people. I was at one of the rallies in Jacksonville. There were no white people there. It was 99.9% black folks. And the white liberals were supposed to show up. MoveOn was saying, come on, show up. And they just didn't show up, which is hella interesting, as we say in San Leandro. So that's my take. But I got to roll.
Right on, bro. Thanks for coming out. Lee Stranahan, everybody.
Bye.
That's Lee Stranahan from Stranahan Radio. I love Lee Stranahan's, if you ever listen to his podcast, he's a BTR host. If you ever listen to his podcast.
Do people pay him to go interview niggers on the street, or how does that work?
No, well, it's too late now. But I just love the intro of his show. And now it's time for Radio Stranahan with your host, Lee Stranahan.
Please don't ever fucking do that again.
You know what you could do? Ace?
Your mom. Your fucking mother is what I could do.
Okay, that's it.
Shit's about
I try with the people. I try so hard.
But he provides me penguins.
2 minutes.
At low, low prices.
Ace gets 2 minutes for being ace. Oh, my God, people. I feel so bad. Keyboard Ninja and 1,000 Days of Top Ramen have not really chimed in much at all. Huh?
Has Ron called in? Either Ron Brenn or Ronald Langford?
No. Close, but you know what? You know who we do have?
Hey, wait, Ben.
What?
Like the penultimate source of drama here.
What?
I finally got fed up with this derpy investigation shit coming out of Project Vigilant or Chet Huber or whatever. And I actually dropped some email from him. Yeah, and I had logs from Sam Burbeck and logs about Kelly Hallisey. And you know, I don't think that's been a topic here on the show. I think those logs alone.
He kind of pissed Methadona off pretty fucking bad there. I don't know why you got to do that.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I didn't read through the entire thing. I saw that post. It was logs of you with Nick Ash and Schmoop. And I don't know, maybe I just didn't get to the juicy parts. I scanned over it. I didn't really pay too close attention. I don't know what is so shocking about it, but whatever. Three four seven eight six seven six six seven is the number. I've got Neil Rauhauser, 1,000 Days of Ramen, Ace.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ramen talk.
Hey, Ramen, do you want to go in the green room with me for a little bit?
What do I get if I go in the green room with you?
Oh, you'll find out. You'll find out. Trust me. I'll be gentle.
Why would you want to do that? No, there's nothing. Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to do a radio reset here. God damn it. Okay. I got Keyboard Ninja, Matt Osborne, Nigger Christ, Hammurabi's Code, Ace.
Hello, Gucci.
Nothing's Gucci, Nigger Christ.
Oh, he's looking fine. Don't pick on him.
Yeah, Nigger Christ is always Gucci.
For
Nigger Christ.
That's right. You better be nice to Nigger Christ, because if you fuck up as co-host tonight, he's probably going to fill in for you. So, just saying. You've been doing okay, though. You got through the first hour there, Hammy. I was very, very impressed. I at no point wanted to eliminate you as my co-host.
Shit, I can't blame you, Vince. I'm fucking delightful.
Yeah, sure. Okay. You know what? I think we need to take a quick break. I do want to come back and get back on topic and take some more calls. I definitely want to hear more from 1,000 Days of Ramen and Keyboard Ninja and Matt Osborne about this whole fame ball thing, and want to take your calls too. We got some interesting friends of the show on deck. When we come back, we'll have Assert MacFags on the program, also X You Out, and some other surprises if you all behave. We are now going to take a break. As always with this program, I like to have the guests of the show curate the musical selections. And tonight, Neil has provided me with the music that he would like to have us here on the program during the break. And one of those tracks was, of course, we heard on the first break, it was that My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult thing. And now we're going to hear, what are we going to hear? We're going to hear Setting Sun by Chemical Brothers right here on Disorderly Conduct. It's Free Ball Friday. I'm Vince of the Bay. We'll be right back after these messages from Chemical Brothers.
For each hacker, I want to just skeet down your fucking throats, you little fucking faggots.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Really hope so. Oh, yeah. You already know what it is. It's VITB back up in this. I'm very happy to be hosting the show tonight with Hammurabi's Code. Hammy, you've been a fantastic co-host tonight.
Thanks, Vince. Means a lot.
And you accepted when I asked you, or you were very prompt in responding. And you showed up on time, and you've done your job so far. It's been great.
Well, shit, man. Fucking, you have the king of the internet on your show, so. And since he's not fucking around in IRC under the same name I know him as, may as well just chat with him here. Or I can't have any real fucking conversations with him, Neil.
Okay. Anyway, I only mention that because the next person I'm going to bring on, agreed to come on and be a co-host and didn't bother to show up, call, write, tweet, DM, PM, whatever. Just didn't show. I don't even remember who I had to fill in. I think it might have been Ace or Danny or something. I have no idea. I think I ended up switching co-hosts like four times. It was a train wreck. This person destroyed that broadcast, and I'm sure she's here to destroy this broadcast. But we'll see what's up nonetheless. Welcome, Assert MacFags. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Rebel? What's going on?
Not a whole lot. You're on with Neil, Matt Osborne, Keyboard Ninja.
Matt Osborne.
Matt Oliver, Two Drop.
He's due to my show. He's one of my guests.
Okay. Who else now? Neil Buffhauser?
Yeah, Keyboard Ninja, Matt Osborne, Nigger Christ, Hammurabi's Code, Ace.
I know Nigger Christ.
I love Nugget.
And then 1,000 days of ramen.
Vince, let me.
1,000 days of Ramadan.
Ramen.
Yeah.
Why is Ramadan so fucking long, anyways? Jesus Christ.
Doesn't tell him take that long. Tell him. God damn.
Yeah, and we're waiting. We still have to get. I mean, this is really this segment has really drawn out pretty long. We're totally over on time. I don't even know if we're going to get to Ted DiBiase or Henry Winkler. They're still chilling.
Can we not talk about Maltigo or Jeffy anymore?
They're gonna.
Think you got the Fonz out here?
Yeah,
I wanna know.
I'm gonna have the Fonz. The Fonz and the Million Dollar Man. Both in they're in the green room right now, but
Vince McMahon.
I'm gonna have a rap battle with Fonz.
Whatever the fuck you said.
I wanna know why the fuck Asshurt didn't send me the thing she was supposed to send me Monday, which is a long fucking time ago now. I mean, what the fuck?
Monday.
Yeah, what's up?
You know.
I always forget. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you better be.
I am, I promise.
By the way, Vince, Del Cam.
Balls to you!
He said his ears are burning. You should probably ask him what else is burning. It's probably not the only thing.
Oh, I cut you off.
Hey,
you said Belcamp what?
He said his ears are burning. And I said you should probably ask him what else is burning.
Yeah. No doubt.
Hey, Neil? Neil, you there? I got a quick question for you.
I'm here.
Yeah. How interested would you be if I said I had information that directly implicated Ron Brainard in the 9/11 terrorist attacks?
You know, the more information I get about Ron, the better. Because there's just no explaining how he gets all this stuff he gets and all this things he gets into. I mean, there's something up there. There's
an
unresolved mystery.
Yeah, there is an explanation. Al-Qaeda.
There's something up what, your ass?
Yeah, see, this nigga know Bin Laden. He working with the ghost of Bin Laden.
Pretty much always, but whatever.
This nigga got a Ouija board talking with Bin Laden. Bin Laden's ghost be tracking you down, find your house, and he find your house to Bin Laden's ghost on the Ouija board, nigga.
You want to know what's so good about my Ouija board? It actually lets me know what the fuck you're saying.
thank you.
Dude,
thank
you.
You
got a Ouija board
again,
to speak the Ebonics?
Dude, I'm telling you, I've said this almost every time on my show. I've had Nigger Christ on my show a dozen, you know, probably dozens upon dozens of times. And I honestly can only say I probably have understood, I don't know, 5 to 7 words he's said ever.
I use my Ouija board to rap battle both Tupac and Biggie, and I won.
Look, I haven't heard I haven't heard anyone ruin an Oasis song that bad since the last fucking time I heard Oasis do it. That was something else. That should be used
I don't
as
kill
an
that
Al-Qaeda
shit.
Terrorist.
And I still got a career to speak for.
Oh,
too.
I gotta correct somebody in the chat room. Somebody in the chat room named Aaron Priest is saying that Vince is a racist. No, that's maybe that's a typo. I'm a fascist. I'm not a racist.
Vince,
a fascist.
You should mute him.
Aaron Priest is a faggot.
Vince, you should mute him. That'll totally show him.
Oh, dude, you're right. I'm totally mute.
He'll never talk again.
Aaron Priest, I'm not a racist. I am a fascist. You get 2 minutes.
You're getting
you
oh,
motherfucker.
So hard. Bam.
That's right. 2 minutes. 2 minutes
that's
to
good,
a non-priest. And priest. I just owned him. Did you see that?
I thought, Vince. I thought.
Okay. We got more calls. We got to take more calls. If you're just joining us, we have
Vince? We're having riveting conversation. Like, who else can we bring on? That's so awesome. Like,
oh,
you should bring Danny back on, to be honest. But
no, actually, we have somebody better than Danny.
Impossible.
Hello, maybe possible. I'm talking about Tyrone. Tyrone, are you there?
Oh.
Hey, what's going on, Vince, man? It's been a long time since I've been on your Hill Radio show, you know what I'm saying, man? It's good to be back, though.
Hey, you know what? It has been a while, Tyrone. I know you're busy. I know that your career has kind of launched and you got a lot of engagements, but it's great to have you check in from time to time still, especially on such a great show tonight. We've got Neil Rauhauser here. We have Matt Osborne, Keyboard Ninja, 1,000 Days.
Hey, who the fuck is Matt Osborne, though? I know everybody on the show. Who is Matt Osborne? I don't know him. Who the hell?
Isn't that Ozzy Osborne's son?
No.
Oh,
he's
he do the MMA. I know Matt Osborne. Yeah, he do the MMA
Osborne got a wrinkly pussy.
No, he's the guitarist for the Melvins. He's the guitarist
oh,
for the Melvins.
Oh, hey, NC, don't talk bad about Sharon Osborne. I'll beat the bricks off that.
He's the one that donated the guitar to Barry Brown's defense fund?
No, different guy. Totally different.
Sounds like a DC cop.
What about Dave Navarro? Why is Matt Osborne trying to take Dave Navarro's fucking
what
credit.
Did Dave Navarro have
cool.
to do any, where did
hey,
Dave
listen,
Navarro
I was partying with Dave Navarro about last week, though. me and him was over in the Hamptons, you know, and we were chilling, man. Dave Duvall, that's a cool cat, man, because I got three businesses going on right now. I got a lucrative business shit going on. But anyway, I wanted to ask Neil Rawhauser a question because I follow Neil Rawhauser a lot, and I be seeing that Neil Rawhauser don't be liking the wrong brand. You know what I'm saying? I think Neil Rawhauser a little anti-Semitic. You know what I'm saying? I think he be acting a little anti-Semitic towards Ron Brand. That's all I'm trying to say. And I want to know, Neil Rawhauser, right now, do you have any anti-Semitic feelings towards Ron Brand? That's all I want to know.
Well, with my Jewish ex-wife and my Jewish kids and my Jewish former business partner, you know, I'm thinking
Jewish
not really.
Kids don't play hockey.
Tell me you're Jewish.
Totally cool if you're anti-Semitic. That's totally fine.
Hang on. Wait.
Although
whoa.
2013.
Okay. You know what? She's on timeout for a second. Neil, are you Jewish?
No. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm adopted.
You don't know? Oh, that's
where I was born.
Okay.
Where I was
Jewish.
Born is
you're
like the biggest
Jewish.
Concentration of
that,
Jews outside
that's...
New York City, and I've got a big nose.
That's 2 minutes then. 2 minutes.
I could
being...
be.
The name is Rauhauser.
Neil Rauhauser. 2 minutes
oh.
for being a Jew.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about right there, because you know what I'm talking about, Vince, man, and Jewish people be trying to hold my people down for so many years. They held my people down for so many years, and I appreciate that, Vince. That's what's up, Vince. Thank you, Vince. That's what's up, man. I pound my chest for that shit. That's what I'm
talking about. Man,
that shit. Black power.
Plus, they totally tried to steal your fucking hairstyle. It doesn't look as good, and it's not nearly as greasy.
Hey, Neil. Neil, let's talk about how you ruined Method Donner's life. His whole life is in shambles because of your blog post.
Man, answer about last night. Method Donner called me up on the cell phone talking about, man, he says he can't even sleep because Neil Rawhauser, what Neil Rawhauser done. He said he can't even sleep. He said he had to go to the Aborigine colony just to sleep.
I'm not surprised at all, frankly. I mean,
no, right?
He is Canadian and lives in Australia.
It's fucked up, man. It's a fucked up world we live in.
It's totally fucked up. And you know what? So what if he's like an NSA operative living in Australia working for Project Vigil on the side. Like, it's no big deal. I don't know why people with Blogspot have to go and, like, ruin other people's lives. It's just silly to me.
All kinds of fake fucking people out there. You got fake black people trying to be gangster, fake Mexicans trying to shoot the black people. Now you got lily white faggots trying to be NSA agents making shit graphs and fucking paint.
Hey, don't be talking about Edward Snowden like that. Don't be talking about Edward Snowden. That's one fine-ass white boy. If I was gay, I would beat the bricks off that asshole.
Man, Edward Snowden just looks like he's going to get
okay.
somebody.
Okay,
bitch.
You know what? I got to get order in everything in the court here. Ace is on... excuse me. Ace is on timeout.
Vince, can you please stop all the commotion? Like, I'm trying
Neil,
to think.
Neil's back. Neil's back off a timeout for being Jewish. We're gonna bring on another caller. He's also a Blog Talk Radio host. He hosts Russell League Radio, and he claims to be a good apparently a butt lover of Neil's. I'm talking CNY Rebel. What's up, CNY Rebel?
And this is what I'm trying to say. Neil and I were very, very, very good friends. Neil and I, he's got a very tight ass, by the way. Neil and I have been friends forever. Neil and I lived together. We've crawled together. He's a good spooner.
That's such a deal breaker. If you can't spoon with the person, I mean, what's the use?
I know, right? You
like,
know what I'm saying?
Shit, right. Nigga, Neil Ryan has a lot of the kind of nigga to go hard in the sheets, you know what I say?
Go hard
oh,
in the
nigger
sheets.
You really
nigger
think about
Christ.
That, nigger Christ? You actually think about
nigger.
That.
Nah, nigga, it's just natural thigh. You know, it's popped in my head. That nigga down with the macaroni time.
No, disagree. That is not a natural thigh to me. That is not. Nigger Christ, I think you might be gay for Neil. I think we might
gay,
have just.
Gay? Nah, nigga, I'm all about the pussy. If I want a man, I can get a much better looking one than Neil. I give me some of that fine ass like that fucking Tyrone nigga. Get up in his ass. Explore that shit out of the fucking Marianne Trench.
No
hey, I
idea
was just saying first I was that way. If I did swing that way, I'm not saying I swing that way, but if I did, you know, Edward Snowden, I'd totally beat the brakes off that. But that's just if I did.
We're not talking about Snowden. Snowden. What do you? Who brought up Snowden? What?
I said earlier, I might tap it. I seen his news. I might tap it. But when I'm talking about Edward Snowden, I'd definitely beat the brakes off that white boy. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
That's if you're gay, though. You're not gay.
Hold on. Nigger Christ is on to something, because Neil Rauhauser, you know, as you know, this is CNY Rebel from Russell League Radio. And Neil Rauhauser.
Hi, Rebel.
Hello, Asser. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We can't have second time on Vince's show because it's not allowed. But
I know.
On our
you can continue with your feelings and say hi.
Yeah, I'll put you in the green room. I would love to have both of you in the green room right now. In fact, that's a good idea.
Hey, we can go light up some bleezies in the green room.
Oh, Tyrone, you want to be in the green room too? Okay. Asser,
I don't want to be.
Hey, hold on, shut up.
Tyrone's in the green room. CNY Rebel. There's a Russell League party going on in the green room. Nigger Christ is in the green room. Anybody else other than those people want to be in the green room? The green room is now Russell League Radio's own private chat-a-thon. Call in if you want to go in the green room with the Russell League. You can do that. It's the show within the show. But we got a half hour left with our guests, and I feel like we've barely even scratched the surface on fame balling, and I think we have somebody here that has legitimate questions about fame balling, and that's X you out. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Vince?
Good. Welcome to the show.
That's good. Thank you. It's been a good show thus far. I had a couple questions for Neil. Hey, Neil, how you doing, buddy? Hey, Neil, you still with us?
Isn't he in timeout?
No, he's not in timeout. Neil is unmuted. Neil, are you there?
His phone dirked. He just said his phone dirked.
Oh, you know whose phone also derped was 100 Days of Sodomy. I mean, or burritos.
No, it's not really derping. It's just our handler cutting his ass off.
Well, I'll wait for Neil to come back then.
Ronald
Blank
is
going to
take
the
kind of shit he said that he doesn't want said.
Here. Neil, are you there? He's unmuted on my end. He might be muted on his end. Maybe he walked away. I don't know. I'm going to leave his connection open. Oh, there he goes. He's gone. Maybe he's going to call back. He's gotten disconnected before. He'll call back. In the meantime, I'm going to bring back Ace. Ace, you are back off timeout.
Do I have like a record for getting timeouts or something? I win some shit for that, right?
No. Yes, Penguin Chow.
Hey, I need some. These fuckers are expensive, man. They've already eaten like a whole fucking thing of kibbles and bits in one day.
All right, dudes. I just peeked into the Russell League chat in the green room. It's boring as fuck. When those guys aren't trolling, they're boring. Oh my god, no wonder they troll all the time. All right, that means I have to take calls unscreened. Caller, block number, you're on the air. Who's this?
What up?
Yeah, what up? Who's that?
Frank the Tank.
Fuck you, Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank.
Hey, fuck you, Hammer.
Frank the Tank, one of the only people on the internet to have Miss Gordo's nudes.
No way. Are you serious?
That's so nasty.
Yeah, Miss Gordo ain't bad at all.
Yeah, she's nasty, dude. She got a shape that ass. I mean, no, not in the personal, but the nudes are just nasty.
Either one of them.
You're a lucky man. And you're such a douchebag. How the, and she's so nice. How the hell did you end up with that?
I won them from our buddy Ace.
Got them from the Ace's.
Oh,
place.
Speaking of douchebags. Yeah, that makes sense now.
Ace runs big botnets. Penguins. Fairy penguin botnets.
Yeah, when I nuke your fucking computer, man, nothing but penguins pop up everywhere.
Yep.
Charge okay. Dash back.
It appears we've lost Neil. His phone
sucks.
He's a phone problem.
On Rin call. Call
well, you know what?
Baggage and talk shit.
Neil is still in the chat room, so I can
go ahead.
Get my question, and he can probably reply in the chat room to it, if that would be okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
Okay, these are questions that were given to me to present. So these are not my personal questions, but they were presented to me to ask Neil.
Yeah, he's going to totally answer these, honestly.
Let's see. The question is, why did Neil say Wiener was hacked and perpetrated a lie to everyone when he knew Wiener flaunts his weenie around? And if he lied about that, how can he be believed on anything? In fact, Neil thought it was Zappum who played the woman Wiener flashed his little weenie at. So that is the question. First question.
That's the gayest question I've ever heard, by the way.
Was that a question or a statement, or was that a declarative? What the fuck?
I'm sorry, I nodded off. I'm sorry, I nodded off there, guys.
The question is, why is Neil saying, why did Neil say Wiener was hacked when he wasn't?
Oh, how do you know he wasn't?
Why didn't you just...
How can you prove a negative?
Somebody disrespected me? Yeah, fucking Ace.
Prove a negative.
Shut the fuck up, I'm talking here. You know, next question. Why did you edit Mike Stack out of the logs of him in that cache?
Neil's not on here.
Yes, Neil is in the chat room. I'm just relaying questions.
My name is Neil Rauhaus, and I'm going to respond to your question by saying I'm a faggot.
Ace, is that you?
Do what?
I think that was one of Ace's penguins.
That was Ace, wasn't it?
What was that?
Yeah, Ace, you're going on timeout. All right, okay, 2 minutes to Ace.
You're about to home a shitload of penguin kibble.
2 minutes, Ace, 2 minutes. We're making some gay weird voice.
And the final question I have for Neil is how long him and Emick have been partnered up. So 3 questions that were presented to me to ask Neil. So I did.
Dude, you should enter them into the record in the chat room as well. But
yeah.
I was hoping we wouldn't go into any Wiener stuff. I know a lot of people on the internet were getting a little uppity, thinking we were going to talk about Wiener or Wienergate or whatever the fuck. And no, this was dude, poor Hama. She's fucking up. Whew, I don't know why he would want her, dude. She's hot.
I don't know why anybody would fuck missing on news. That bitch is nuts.
I wouldn't know anything about it. I'm not familiar with her work.
Shit. Goddamn. Watch your fucking chat scroll. Jesus.
Do
that's
I need
a way better thing than what we got going on your goddamn show right now. This bitch is crazy.
Yeah, well, I can't be everywhere at once. I very rarely visit the chat room. It doesn't. As long as there's not any scrolling... It's cool, although somebody gave me some crap the other night because, what was it? somebody posted somebody's nudes, and all of a sudden somebody said, you're an accomplice to revenge porn in your chat room by letting it happen.
Oh, that's no. Because I was posting Amber's nudes. But that's, like, I can drop the fucking Imgur link and everybody can just go to the goddamn gallery. I didn't fucking make it. You can suck my dick.
Say, dog, drop them hose this way, Hen.
All right, just a sec.
Okay. Hey, Frank the Tank. Frank the Tank.
What up?
Do you mind DMing me Gordo's nudes?
I deleted them. I'll have to go through my notes.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Come on,
yeah, bro. I'm going to need those, too. Or Miss Gordo, you can just send them to me, whichever.
Right. Delete it.
But it's probably going to be Frank. And then I'll just... I'll tell you what. I'll give you Amber's. And then if you want Cass's, you can send me Gordo's. We'll just, we'll, you know, need 'em, got 'em, need 'em, need 'em, got 'em, got 'em, that type
and
of thing.
And here it is right here.
Okay, we got more people. Apparently, oh, geez, somebody said that they're on the line. Let's see who this is. Unscreened caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, who's this?
Dude, I'm Vince in the Bay. You sound like you're, I don't know, Satan.
I'm listening to me. I'm fucking calling from Sal's Pizza. And you motherfuckers calling from this fucking number ordered so many goddamn fucking pizzas tonight that the fucking guys are backed up into the fucking alley with this shit. And we got nowhere to fucking take these pizzas because they weren't even fucking bought by anybody to pay for on credit cards.
Take him to homeless shelter.
And all called in from this fucking number, pal. Listen to me now. They're all called in from this fucking number. Okay?
Call in Coffee. He from New York. Coffee
this,
man.
This radio show. What? Who? What? How'd you get this number?
Listen to me. I'm calling you from fucking Charles. You fucking
Sal.
Guys ordered 750 fucking pizzas. Okay, before my guys knew that this was
oh,
some kind of fucking gag, they started to make these pizzas, fucking guy. Okay,
hey, that was me, bro.
Wait a second.
We're
Ace.
Three doors down.
Where's Ace? Did Ace leave?
Ace is on time out.
Yeah, he oh, no wonder he hung up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Ace, this has got Ace fingerprints all over it. He ordered a
exactly.
Fucking pizza. What a pizza bomb. He tried a pizza bomb. What a dick.
Mm-hmm.
It takes more than that to foil me, Ace. Come on. Oh, my God. People, I apologize. This had so much promise. We had Neil. You know, we had Stranahan. We were talking about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Also, by the way, the Russell Leaguers still in the green room.
Bring them back on.
You
yeah,
want to
we're only 15 minutes. Yeah, bring them on.
Okay, Russell Leaguers are now going to come back. Get ready.
Oh, should I?
Tyrone. Hey, what's going on? Hey, Ben.
Hey,
what's
go.
Up, man? What's
well,
happening, bro?
So how was the Russell League radio in the green room?
Hey,
this is really good.
Done all jacked off in there.
Free conference call.
Ain't green room no more, nigga. It's the white room. I done popped a stain all over that place.
Hey, Ben.
Chilling.
Since Sacolina 13 and I are on the phone at the same time, can we get on the air, please?
You are on the air. Go ahead.
You on the air, nigga.
Oh,
why are you tripping?
Yeah,
man,
why are you tripping,
me,
Ben?
Man. He don't know what's going on. He be on that codeine.
Officially on BTR Radio, I would like to drop on onto 1D, and I would like to officially propose to Becca 13 Becca 13. I would like to officially propose to Becca 13 her hand in marriage.
Don't do it.
I love
don't
this
do
woman.
It.
Hey, don't
very
do
very
it, dude.
Don't
hey,
don't
why
do
you
it.
Don't do
don't.
It? Hey, you
yeah,
crazy?
Again,
very
crazy.
Good to me.
Oh
we have
God.
Met a couple times.
I can't allow you to do
it. We know each other very, very well.
Hey, you fucking up, you fucking up.
In years.
I think it's
true. You slip it.
I would like to hear
this woman live on
the
in a rebel slipping.
Later. Hang on. Send in text now.
I'm going to let you propose to this bitch on Blog Talk
gonna
Radio. I ain't going to let you do it. No, you can't do it.
Hell no.
Danny, I'm not gay. You can't hold that against me. God damn it.
I ain't letting you do it, dude.
Yeah.
I ain't letting you do it. Mm-hmm. Ain't gonna happen.
You
no,
know,
I ain't gonna be doing this shit.
Well, it ain't gonna happen on
Vince. What are you guys doing?
Here's the thing.
Do it on your
I absolutely love Becca 13. She's a wonderful woman.
Becca Lena.
She has a wonderful body. She's a wonderful woman.
Wait a minute. Cinerebel.
I am.
No, you serious? Cinerebel, you serious? You serious about
Hell
this?
Out,
then
bro.
You need to do this. If you serious about this, y'all need to let this man do this shit. If he's dead serious and he really wants to do it, y'all need to let this man do this shit and give him the respect and let him do this shit right now. If you dead serious, I'm going to speak for whole Russell Lee. Everybody need to be quiet and let him do this shit. Are you serious? Yes or no?
As CNY Rebel, the host of Russell Lee Radio, I am absolutely, positively, 100% serious. Becca 13 will be actually visiting me for a short period of time in the next couple of days. We've spent some time together, and I know Becca 13 very, very well. That's at Becca 13.
Who is Becca 13, nigga? Becca
Lena.
You got my name wrong.
Oh my god.
God damn.
Yeah, baby, I just want to marry your ass. I don't know your tag number or nothing. Let's get married.
Oh, Rebel.
Vince, mute everybody but Cinder Rebel. He's trying to propose to his lady. Mute every.
Okay, I will. Okay.
Vince, I'm here.
Okay. All right, state your piece, please. I've got other callers. I have a really important person waiting on the line. So make this quick and get to the point, please.
No one cares about online fucking activism. So I'm trying to hear proposed on your show. So, Becca Lena 13, will you marry me?
Oh my god. Yes.
That's my girl. Vince, will you license this whole thing?
'Cause that was the worst troll ever. Come on, give me a break. I'm sorry, folks. You know, the Wrestling League tries to come in here and fuck with me. And
this
just,
is so base, you guys.
I know. It's ridiculous. Hammurabi, is it me or is Wrestling League just getting ultra soft now?
Well, I mean, he's not, like, actually in Wrestling League, but, like, I don't know, for a couple people who had, like, Twitter crushes for a couple months, like, I don't buy it. Either that or they're both retarded. One or the other. If they really do get married, it's going to go down in flames. There'll be a goddamn Twitter divorce inside of, like, a month and a half.
I mean, come on, seriously. These people don't even know each other.
Twitter divorce would be awesome.
Have they even met? They haven't even met in real life, and they're getting married? This is stupid. Come on.
Yeah, nobody does that but Snack Pack.
God, you guys need...
I'm getting married like 10 times on Twitter. It's
I gave
awesome.
You guys... Dude, I gave you guys like 20 minutes in the green room to come up with a good strategy to troll me, and that's what you come up with? Oh, dude, totally act like you propose. Just and then wait and just say, oh,
I don't
just
think we talked about that at all. We actually just prepared for
Russell Lee
Radio tomorrow.
He just improvised? That's fine. Tyrone, what do you think?
Hey, I didn't have no previous knowledge of that shit. That's why I told you to mute everybody.
Yeah,
I ain't about to tell you to mute me for no goddamn reason. You know what I'm saying?
All right, I'm going to mute you anyway. What we need to do now is...
Vince!
What?
why are you such a fucking seething pussy?
All right, you're gone. I just hung up on her. Okay. I'm now joined by Ronald Langford. Ronald Langford, welcome to the show. You've heard a lot of the nonsense that's going on. What's your take on what's happening?
What's up, guys? Congratulations to CNY Rebel and Becca's 25 on their marriage.
Oh, you're in on this joke, too. Really? Are you kidding me?
No, I honestly had no part of any joke. I just heard it.
All right, fine. All right, I'll put them back on so you can talk to them yourself. All right. CNY Rebel and Becca, congratulations. We're happy that you decided to do this on our show. Ronald Langford is here, and he wants to congratulate you.
Are they on?
Hello? Yeah,
hello?
You're on. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
CNY Rebel. And Becca,
I believe he got disconnected.
So, oh, that's Ronald, are VITB proposals allowable?
I don't think so, to be honest.
Ooh,
yeah, not.
I don't think. I think so it's nullified. Totally nullified.
Yeah, because the call dropped. Damn.
Yeah,
well, even
yeah,
without
you
that,
were so,
I mean,
you were so close to being married. Isn't that weird?
Son of a bitch.
Seriously, what's he going to do, buy you a Lord of the Rings Blu-ray as an engagement present? Maybe your fucking theme song for your wedding can be the Nyan Cat song? No. Just no.
Oh, man, folks, thank God we are getting dangerously close to being done with this show. If you want to call in, you better do it quick. We're going to go to final thoughts here in a second. But I want to thank Neil Rauhauser and company for joining us. Also, Matt Osborne. Great to have you on. It doesn't look like we're going to be able to fit in Ted DiBiase or Henry Winkler. We will try to reschedule them at another time. But with that said, thank you everybody in the chat room for listening. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VincentTheBay, and follow me. What I'm going to do is go around the horn here and start with my co-host tonight, Hammurabi's Code. Hammy, your final thoughts on tonight's program.
Number one, not enough Neil. Number two, definitely not enough Ron Langford. I mean, Jesus Christ. Just brought him on. He's been sitting there for hours. I have it on good authority. He called in at about 4 o'clock Eastern. So, you know, just waiting to talk to you, Vince. Number three, Ace, I'm taking you to small claims court, buddy. The penguins that did arrive were dead. So I skinned them. I turned their meat into cat food. And now I've got some penguin fur underwear. You're a fucking asshole. They're sending me dead penguins. I don't know why you thought hermetically sealed bags would be a good idea. FYI, poke holes in the bags. Just a thought. Or cryogenically freeze them. Send them to me. I'll throw them in the microwave, thaw those little fuckers out, and we'll have a goddamn penguin party all over this motherfucker. Ron Brynn, if you're listening, you are still the internet's biggest fucking pussy. You will get on Vince the Bay once every quarter or so and talk some shit and then disappear. How am I supposed to add shit to your ED article if you don't get on here and just be you? Go fuck yourself. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you, Hammurabi's Code. Now let's go to Ace. Ace, final thoughts.
Vince, I'm going to have to say this whole chart nonsense gayer than fucking Nigger Christ doing a Tina Turner remake. And Hammurabi, as for the penguins, that's why we have fucking Rush delivery. it's not my fault your cheap fuckface didn't want to pay the extra fee. So, you know, I'm not liable for that shit. If you want to order some more, we'll get it going. For the rest of you guys, see you the next show when I call back to beat the fucking timeout record that I have set tonight. I am king of that shit. As a matter of fact, I'm so king of it, I bet Howard doesn't even have the fucking balls to do it one more time.
Appreciate the call tonight, Ace. Ronald Langford, final thoughts.
I still want Neil to teach me the ropes of the Montego. I'm upset I didn't call in time to get a chance to talk to him. And also, for future reference, proposing on an internet radio show is definitely not allowable. That's all.
All right. Appreciate the call, as always, Ronald Langford. Frank the Tank, final thoughts.
Yeah, fuck you, Hammurabi. And Vince, you need to change your song from Get Lucky to something else, dude. You outplay the fuck out of this host.
All right. Appreciate the call. You are gone. Assert MacFags, final thoughts.
Hey, Vince. I'm really upset that you booted me off the show. But you are a seething, primping peen, and I hope you die in an AIDS-related fire. However, I'm really glad we had a lot of really good insights tonight about Jeffy, one of the greatest programmer languages in the universe, and Montego, another great programming language. I think Neil Rauhauser is probably one of the best InfoSec hackers, one of the most ethical people in the universe. I would also like to thank Russell League Radio for hosting this show, because Vince cannot do it himself. I would also like to thank David Bowie for being a very good musician. All you pretty things, this one goes out to you, my friends. Good night, everyone.
All right, appreciate the call. CNY Rebel and Becca, final thoughts.
Well, he's not here. He's disconnected.
Oh, Becca. Becca, final thoughts. Final thoughts.
Maybe I'll get luckier next time, Vince.
Oh, well, it seems like...
Dumped
are you
on BTR.
Wait, did you get? Was that for real? Was he really proposing to you?
No, but I am going to see him.
All right. Good luck with that. Be safe. Use protection and take pics. Tyrone, final thoughts.
Hey, what's going on, Vince? Listen, I just want to say that Ronald Langford is a god among men. And he can teach you how to make money so quick. You know what I'm saying? You want to learn how to get rich quick, talk to Ronald Langford. But also, Vince, I just want to say you need to show more love to your regular fans. You know what I'm saying? Your regular fans be getting upset when you be muting and when you be taking them off the show. But that's all I'm going to say about that. And also, I just want to say Neil Rauhauser is a playing a pimp. You know what I'm saying? Hell, hey, just kidding. Neil Rauhauser is a fucking libtard faggot, and he's a fucking piece of shit, and Trayvon Martin died like a bitch. Neil Rauhauser, you piece of shit.
Dude, you already did that joke. What the fuck? All right. Nigger Christ, final thoughts.
It was Gucci, yeah. Like I said, first off, like I said earlier, Ron Brynock, Don Rumsfeld, and Oprah Winfrey's pussy all worked together to do 9/11. This is a fact. Neil Rauhauser, you hit me up on that shit. Second off, I want to give a shout out to my girl, Asshurt MacFags, a.k.a. Serious Mode, a.k.a. Jester, a.k.a. the leader of Anonymous, a.k.a. Jake from Lulzsec, a.k.a. Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band. Third off, I want to ask
all right.
The nigga...
All right, yeah, thanks. Appreciate the call. Last but not least, X you out quickly. Final thoughts.
Hey, great show again. just want to say, hey, maybe I can be your co-host sometime, and I think it would have a pretty good show. And I would like to do that. I'd like to be your co-host sometime in the future. So
yeah,
you know, great show tonight, everybody. Neil and everyone who called in, you know, always good times. And have a great night, everybody. Enjoy your weekend, and catch you all on the flip side.
Right on. Thanks a lot. I'm Vincent the Babe. Catch up with me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vincent the Babe. Peace out.
Chemical Kappa.
Enough of the charts.
And the graphs. Really, any visual representation of data.
Thank you very much.